I know for a fact that there was it's just a few miles, like back in the 50s, 60s. Everybody in Port Chip had were burning wood. Maybe 2 or 3% people burn fuel. Indian Affairs, the park, our CMP, nursing station, etc. All of the Bay, the Hudson Bay Company. So people were saying that the residential school also burnt wood for heat and cooking. They were allowed to get wood in the Wood Buffalo Park, and they buy, I don't know how many cords of wood there's. I don't know how many cords there's, thousands, you know, as they harvest in a year. But we weren't allowed to harvest any firewood from the park to bring into Fort Chip. But yet again, in the 60s, probably late 50s, 60s, early 60s, they had sawmills in the park, and they were permitted to log through the hard trees out of the park. And to my understanding, their permit is still valid today, and yet we natives cannot put a sawmill in the park. I know of four sites that there were sawmills, four or five sites in the park. You know, and I don't know. As for harvesting fur, I think my dad had a permit, but I'm not sure if I can still use it today. If I had to, I think, I don't know if it's passed on from one generation to the next. But if you use a trap in the park, well, I don't know if it was with other people or by himself, like by his own area. And I know that there were some people who were allowed to harvest a buffalo here and there. And I know of two people that were charged for harvesting buffalo. I guess it's all right if you ate it in the park, but they brought it to Fort Chip, so they got charged for that. Back in the 60s, my cousin Gilbert got a fine of $100, which would be something like $10,000 today, probably. And one other guy got his meat taken away. So they took all his meat. He had moose meat in there, and a friend of mine and I helped him get some meat back. We told him the RCMP, it was at the RCMP station. And we hauled all his buffalo meat out, so when he went to court, there was just moose meats. and they had to throw it out of the court. But, you know, there's things like that. And the residential school, we ate buffalo meat. We didn't, we had no, there was no beef. We never ate beef. We had fish and beef, you know.